This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Pope Benedict arrived in Madrid on Thursday, but amid all these celebrations, there are also protests against his visit, as Guy Hedgeco reports.
Pope Benedict XVI makes his way along a red carpet, flanked by King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia, after arriving in Madrid. The Pope is making a four-day visit, and already authorities are deeming this week's World Youth Day celebrations a success, with hundreds of thousands of pilgrims flocking to Madrid from around the world. But the Pope's visit has also faced criticism. This demonstration in central Madrid on the eve of his arrival was driven by anger at the cost of the visit, but also by the supposed special treatment being given to the Pope. Agustín Villacorta is a member of a secular group called Europa Laica, which was involved in organising this demonstration, and which believes that the Pope's status on these visits is not altogether clear.
Always, when the Pope comes to Spain, it's a mixture between head of the state of Vaticano and leader of a Catholic church.
Villacorta says this blurring of the role of the Pope means it's not clear whether he is a spiritual or political leader. But as well as the Pope's visit to Spain, Villacorta and his organisation are concerned about the role of the Spanish Catholic Church, which they say enjoys enormous economic perks and often strays into politics. In recent years, the country's bishops have been openly critical of the socialist government's reforms, making abortion and divorce easier and allowing same-sex marriage. They even led mass protests against gay marriage in 2005.
To prepare big demonstration against these laws that have been approved in Spanish Parliament, I think it's not correct.
But Spain's deep Catholic heritage seems to be waning. While three-quarters of Spaniards now describe themselves as Catholic, less than one in five go to Mass regularly, according to a recent survey. On his last visit to Spain, less than a year ago, the Pope warned that the country had what he called an aggressive secularism.
I feel Catholic because my family, I've got that upbringing and my family is Catholic and all my environment has been like that and I grew up and going to church and to Mass.
Susana Fuertes López is a primary school teacher and like many young Spaniards, she has an ambivalent attitude to the church.
But I don't believe in the Catholic Church as an institution. But I've got quite personal feeling about religion and I don't believe in much about this big institution than about the Pope being the head of church, telling people more or less what to do.
Wednesday's demonstration against the Pope's visit ended with clashes between protesters and the police and eight people were arrested. Anger aimed at the Pope and the Spanish Church currently seems to be fiercer than ever.
There's a lot of people who are very angry about what they think the Catholic Church is.
Álvaro Gutiérrez is a member of Catholic Voices, a group of Spanish lay Catholics who want to improve the image of the Church. He says the problem is just that, one of image.
As people tend to have a rather obvious view that the Church is oppressive, as something which aims to tell you what not to do. When really it's supposed to give a positive message. It's for us to explain, well, to everyone else we live with, what it is we believe and why, and we haven't done that very well.
While Gutiérrez admits that in the past, the Church has failed to get its message across, he insists that Catholics and non-Catholics have more in common than you might think.
You usually have something you agree with everyone, even the man who comes up to you and says, the Pope is a paedophile. Well, we agree that we need to protect children. So, really, we can build on that common foundation. And once you do that, you've deactivated the conflict, and you can actually have dialogue.
But Agustín Villacorta, of secular group Europa Laica, says it's not that simple. He believes the full separation of church and state has been a pending issue for Spain ever since it made the political transition from a right-wing dictatorship in the late 1970s.
Now is the time to complete this transition to a very real democracy.
Just a few hundred metres away from the scene of the demonstration against the Pope's visit, pilgrims were making some noise of their own in Madrid's Plaza Mayor. For the moment, it seems common ground between Catholics and those who oppose the Church is rather difficult to find. Guy Hedgeco, Deutsche Welle Radio, Madrid.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.